Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News. He covers Michigan State football and men's basketball. Matt, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. You know, you got to cover Michigan State. You could have been covering Michigan. You could have been covering Notre Dame, and you might have been drenched if you would have got that duty.
Yeah, no kidding. I consider myself lucky seeing some of those photos and the video. Got to stay dry, at least, that's for sure.
Well, let's talk about the Spartans. It was a sluggish victory. I think they were favored by more than 30 points. A lot of people thought that this would be a blowout. It was a bit more challenging as far as what you may have saw on paper and perhaps what we watched on TV. Tell us what you came away with after that victory over the weekend.
Well, you know, I don't necessarily think a game like that's necessarily anything to panic about. You know, they weren't going to do a whole lot offensively or even defensively for that matter. But, you know, the thing I kind of pointed out was they had some specific concerns coming into the year, some of those being offensive line, I think, being the biggest. We wondered about special teams with new snappers and holders. We wondered about linebackers. And I think linebackers is about the only spot people are probably feeling a little bit better about what they have, you know, on the offensive line. It was a struggle. There were a lot of penalties, a lot of mistakes. And, of course, on special teams, you saw, you know, Dan Conroy's only field goal attempt never got off the ground. Keyshawn Martin, a pretty reliable guy, fumbling a punt. So, you know, they had concerns coming in, and I don't think we have necessarily any better answers now than we did a week ago on several of those spots.
Why do penalties seem to be such a bugaboo with Michigan State football?
Yeah, you know, I don't know why it is necessarily in the past. I mean, I think up front, especially on this offensive line, I think it's pretty obvious you're dealing with guys that not only are they getting their first chance to start, you know, at this level, you're talking about Blake Treadwell at center, Dan France, who didn't start but played, you know, had been playing a lot, are two guys that came from the defensive side of the ball last year. So, you know, offensive line is kind of an area where they need to work as a unit so much, and these guys are – so many of them are just so new. Skylar Berkman, a redshirt freshman starting at right tackle. I mean, he played fairly well, but, you know, these guys, a unit like that needs time to work together, and they've been in a position battle in three different spots all camp. So I just don't think they've had a lot of time to work together.
All right, Florida International is next. Will this be a stiffer challenge for Michigan State, and do you think we'll see some improvement?
Again, I don't know if I necessarily call it a stiffer challenge. I mean, I guess it probably should be a little bit, but you know, I would expect Michigan State to play better. I mean, if you look back at last year, though, they didn't play especially well in either of the first two games, which would have been Western and Florida Atlantic again. So, again, I don't know if there's necessarily anything to panic about. I would expect to see that offensive line be a little bit better. Maybe offensively they might start opening up a little. But, you know, I still don't think they're going to show a whole heck of a lot until you get into that Notre Dame game a week from Saturday. So, you know, I would expect them to be a little more efficient, maybe cut down on the penalties and some of those mistakes, especially from a guy like Keyshawn Martin, who's been around a while, and hope to eliminate a lot of those kind of errors.
Many people had Notre Dame picked in the top 25, and as you, I know you glanced at that game, Matt. Was their loss just a question that they're not nearly as good as we thought, or is the quarterback position really a hindrance on them?
Well, I always kind of think that. So much of it goes back to that quarterback spot. That's why, you know, I think Notre Dame by the end of the year is going to be better than they were last year. I think Brian Kelly's a good coach. Defensively, I think they're going to be better. But you're right. I mean, that quarterback spot, it's amazing how it affects so many other parts of the game. And, you know, going in there, Dane Chris played poorly. So, we'll see what happens this week against Michigan. My guess is he won't start. So, you know, if you have that issue kind of ongoing all year, I think that's going to affect them all year and keep them from being consistent. And I think you'll see that in a lot of other places that are kind of unsure of who their quarterback's going to be. So until they get one guy to really step up and play well, you know, you could see that inconsistency all year.
What were your thoughts about the Michigan game?
Well, you know, I didn't get to see a whole heck of a lot of it. It's, you know, obviously defensively they had a couple big plays, but if you really look at it, Western Michigan was moving the ball on them. So I still think that's going to be their biggest issue at Michigan this year is that defense. I mean, it's hard to turn around defenses as bad as they were last year, you know, overnight. I mean, they got a better coach there now, but, you know, it's going to take a while for them to kind of turn that all around. Offensively, I think they might struggle a little bit with the new system, but I think they'll still score points. I think it's all going to come down to that defense for them.
All right, Matt, I will see you over at the press conference later this morning. As always, thanks so much, my friend.
You got it, Tony. Anytime.